The easiest way to understand what the Feldenkrais method is all about is to experience a lesson. Please sit to the front of a chair with a flat seat. It's important to move slowly and to stop if a movement causes you discomfort. This lesson will only take about 5 minutes, but feel free to rest whenever you need to, particularly if you're not used to sitting without leaning against the back of a chair. Sit so that your feet are flat on the floor, your hands resting on your thighs. Close your eyes and simply scan your sitting posture. How are your feet making contact with the floor? How wide apart are your feet and your knees? Can you sense your two sitting bones at the base of your pelvis? Are you leaning more heavily on one sit bone or the other? Can you sense the curve of the arch behind your waist? Does your chest feel collapsed or lifted? Do your shoulders rest comfortably on your upper ribs? Does your head feel like it's in the middle of your two shoulders or dropped forward a bit? Just notice without trying to change anything. Slowly, gently, turn your head in one direction, only as far as you are comfortable. Return and pause before turning again to the same side. What seems to stop you or let you know that you've turned far enough? Which side did you turn to? Slowly turn in the other direction and sense what is different. Is this side easier or more difficult? Come to the center and pause a moment. If you need to, sit back and rest before coming forward and resuming the lesson. Again, at the front of your chair, this time open your eyes. If there is one direction that you would like to improve, turn your head to that side, or just pick one side. The lesson will be on the one side that you have chosen. Turn as far as it is comfortable in that direction and pick a spot on the wall that you can refer to later. Then return back to the center. Begin to move the shoulder on the same side that you have turned to, a little bit up towards your ear and back to where it was. Two or three times, slower than you might normally shrug like this, sensing the contraction in the side of your neck, the movement of the collarbone in the front, the shoulder blade in the back. Return and pause, then begin to tilt your ear again on the same side, down towards your shoulder, and return. Notice how the opposite side of your neck elongates to allow your ear to drop down to the shoulder. Then begin to put the two movements together. As the shoulder goes up, the ear drops down to meet it, all on the same side that you originally turned to. Two or three times, feeling the involvement of your neck, the bones of your shoulder girdle, and perhaps even the ribs on that side. Bring your movement to a close, pause, then turn your head to that same side, as you did in the very first movement, and see if you can see beyond your original spot on the wall, or if the movement feels smoother, easier. Please sit back in your chair and rest. As you rest, scan your body again and notice if the side you've been working on has a sensation that's different from the other side. If you take a deep breath, does the breath seem fuller on the side you've been moving, this side that you've been paying attention to? Please come to the front of your seat again. Your feet are flat on the floor and you sense the contact of your sitting bones in the chair. We'll still be working to improve the original side, but this time, put the palm of your opposite hand in front of your face with your elbow in the air to the side. If you've been looking to the left, use your right hand. If you've been looking to the right, use your left hand. Your face and eyes focus on the hand with the elbow lifted to the side, and slowly turn your hand and elbow in the original direction. Make sure your face moves along with your hand, arm, and elbow. Sense how your chest is turning too. Do this once or twice and only within your range of comfort. This time as you turn, face, hand, and elbow together, notice if you feel one hip moving a bit backward as the other advances forward. Slowly return back to center, lower your arm, pause a moment. And then one last time, feel yourself in sitting. Notice if your feet are in a place that help you feel stable, and turn your head to the original side. Notice if the movement has improved. Perhaps you have moved beyond your original spot on the wall, or your sense of comfort has improved. Sit back and rest. After a few moments, you can try the explorations on the other side if you wish, or try it in standing. Obviously, this is a movement that we do many times a day. Backing our cars up, looking before we cross a street, talking to people walking by our side, or even swinging a golf club. In this simple lesson, you had an opportunity to bring attention to parts of yourself that may be out of your awareness, to notice habitual neuromuscular patterns and rigidities, and to find new ways of using yourself in an everyday action. Dr. Feldenkrais created highly complex lessons, some involving large movements of reaching, bending, rolling, getting up and down from the floor, and others involving tiny movements of your eyes, the flexibility of your hands and feet, the fullness of your breath. By increasing sensitivity and expanding movement options, the Feldenkrais method assists you to live your life more fully, efficiently, and comfortably. This concludes your Awareness Through Movement lesson. Thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed your Feldenkrais experience.